Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to all your Illuminati news. Make sure to smash that like button. Something strange is happening to my cell phone, to everybody's cell phone. I mean, what a title that is. We're all about to get the text message alert on 10-4, message received, which is counting everybody as a census for the population, in my opinion. The Malthusian cults of the Georgia Guidestones, for example, to maintain humanity at a certain level in perpetual balance with nature. And this goes into UNESCO's Julian Huxley's United Nations Eugenic Wildlife Foundation connections as well. And we'll get into that. But our cell phone is expected to go off on October 4th between 2:20 to 2:50. I don't know about y'all, but I am going to turn my phone off, probably wrap it in some tinfoil, because I did talk to somebody a few years ago who worked for the wireless communication systems, and he told me that tinfoil is actually a solid protection shield, and I was like, blown away by that. And he was talking about the holograms that were being projected out. I gotta find that clip. That clip is straight nuts. But our cell phone is expected to go off on 10-4 between 2:20. My prediction is that it'll go off at 3:23, the 3:22 connection, as LeBron James wakes up at 3:22 a.m. for practice for his 21st NBA season. I don't know much about basketball, but him waking up at 3:22, that exact time, is not by accident. I even think that he might have the Boule tattooed on his chest as well, another secret society. But the 21st is Saturn. There's 21 million Bitcoin, Satoshi, Saturn. And Russia is preparing a nationwide drill tomorrow. That might be going on now. I don't know the time zone in Russia, but tomorrow on 10-3, Russia is preparing a nationwide drill for a nuclear scenario. Yes, as Marina Abramovic is going to be the ambassador as well for another place. So a lot of stuff's happening with the cell phone alert. A lot of stuff's happening astrologically as well, which we've covered a little bit. I think I got a slide right here of that. Let me see. Right there. So there's some astrological alignments of some crazy stuff about to go down. Now, UNESCO is calling for a global ban of smartphones in schools. UNESCO is who's in control of the UFOs coming out right now at the Nazca lines at the UNESCO World Heritage Site. And UNESCO, which was created by Julian Huxley, who was part of the British Eugenic Society, this is the United Nations, is calling for a global ban of smartphones in schools. It makes sense on the surface level. Yeah, like they want to stop it because of the cyberbullying. But you really believe that's what they want to do? As we've broken down in Getting Wicked Smart for Dummies, how the schooling system is designed for nothing but brainwashing and servitude. I'll play a clip real quick from Wicked Smart for Dummies because I think it's an interesting video clip. Becoming Wicked Smart. On Becoming Wicked Smart, we here at the Donut Factory are going to get wicked smart. How the Illuminati indoctrinated the public schooling system to make us wicked dumb. The entire governmental govern the mental. Public schooling system was fabricated to crush your imagination and turn you into a dummy. Remember what we told you. Write it down and be awarded with your PhD, which was a creation of the Illuminati, the PhDs. The educational hierarchy of a good A-plus student, aka servant, is based off a do not question authority. Remember what we told you and write it down. Creating a generation of smiling depressives that are servants for the serpent elite. A true idiocracy has been born systematically. A recent study shows Americans are growing more and more dumber. The war for control over the mind was accomplished not through weapons, but through the influence in pop culture, public schooling, and social pressures. What if I told you this was all orchestrated by design via secret societies and practitioners of the occult? Systematically operating the public school system to dumb you down, remove your individualism, and make you a more manageable citizen. A donkey brain, zombie, mindless consumer society. Schools are designed the same way prisons are, to keep the eye on the students. The public school system is based on behaviorism, animal training, straight out of Leipzig University, by William Wundt, whose family was part of the Illuminati. And his methods were adopted by American educators through Skull and Bones, 322 Secret Order, under the viewpoint of the world that man has no self-determination and is only a cog in the machine. The bell rings for 12 years, ordering you when to do what to do. That bell has been replaced by the dings of your cell phone and social media. But don't worry, we gonna get you wicked smart. Yes, that was from Wicked Smart Volume 1. We got Volume 1 through 3 over on the Patreon. Make sure you go subscribe today. We go over the 322 order. We go over sex, school, and mind control. Wicked Smart, the tyrannical schooling system. Pretty much breaking down what John Taylor Gatto exposed, who was New York's top teacher in the 90s. He got all the awards and he was breaking this down. But as there is a connection to the clock, time controlling us as well through a pulse, just like in the movie They Live. I just did a recent broadcast with Jay Dreams, Tommy Truffle, and Paranoid American. And the first scene of They Live, they show this, and it's a syringe. And it looks like the F word is on it. I'm not even going to go too deeply into that, but make sure you go check out that. But I'm going to be going over a few slides because it is connected to this whole cell phone control, mind control system that we are in right now. Now, UNESCO is coming out telling us that they're going to get rid of this cell phone because of the bullying. I don't like bullies. I would crank up the restrictions. But I mean, it's coming from these top officials. And the cell phones have been overheating. There's been an issue with these cell phones where France halted them. So all this cell phone stuff is in the news. Here is They Live. And when he's reading this book in this scene where he puts on the Hoffman glasses, which was named after the guy who created LSD, Hoffman. He puts on these shades, and then he can see through the deception and the brainwashing and the signaling as there's a pulse that's telling everybody in the society to stay asleep, sleep, sleep. Putting you into a sleep state through the television is what happens. And this is what advertisers really, really plan that you do fall into the sedated sleep hypnosis, because when you are hypnotized through the flicker rate, through the television and the drugs, not only the drugs that are prescribed, like the LSD and stuff like that, society is pushing this right now. You got Stanford researchers talking with Elon Musk and Zuckerberg, promoting the use of schizoids, schizogenics, And right here, you get put into this daze, and then you let the TV teach you, right? Let the TV teach you money. But he puts these shades on and he's reading this book, and it's all about the schooling system, the brainwashing schooling system to control everybody. It gets deep. It goes into how they control the students. They're just all about controlling the students at a young age. Just like I believe it was Ignatius Loyola who coined the term, or it could have came before him. Give me the child at seven, I'll show you the man, which is just how these marketers do with Disney films and brainwash us through the Disney films and whatnot. So this movie, They Live, is a great film. And we broke it down last night, and that was fun. And we went even deeper. So make sure to go check that out over on the Rumble. And I mean, it goes into a lot of this stuff. And here's the programming, metaprogramming by the John Lilly Illuminati Dolphin guy. But I'm going to play a clip real quick on another video I had up on the Patreon on time. You guys probably remember Guy Tao. We had Guy Tao on from Israel. Wicked smart guy. This is him explaining time. And we just crushed through the first 1,000 people viewing. And I like to remind everybody, every time we crash through 1,000 people, just smash the like button, please, and thank you.
One of the big secrets, how you control the system that pumps, like the heart. There are no days in the week. There is no week. It's one of the biggest, maybe the biggest lie. We don't have Sunday, Monday, 1, 2, 3. No. When you start to count the clock, the days, everything have a tempo, have a BPM. Why is like that? Because they want to control. If you take, let's say, 5 metronomes and you put them together and you start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they are not together now. Everyone have his tempo. After 1 minute, all do the same. This is one of the big secrets, how you control the system that pumps, like the heart. Let's take an apartment with 4 bedrooms, okay? You bring there 4 women. One of them, it's the week that she have period. It's the day of the month for her. After 3 days, all of them are going to have it because this is nature. This is nature. Everything is synchronized. Everything. You cannot fool the source. The source is only one.
That was Guy Tao. Shout out to Guy Tao. I got to get him back on. And Slick Dissident was in the comments. Shout out to Slick. And I think he said Faraday cage. So if you got a solution, what to do with this text message alert, me, I'm just going to turn my phone off, but I know that's not enough. So put your comments down below and let us know what to do. Because there's like so many, what to do? My mom called me and she like, what am I going to do? What will I do? And I was like, turn the phone off. But even with your phone off, with no power, it always has some power. And they can access it with the phone off. John McGaffey went into that. And the movie They Live, there's this tower at the top. And I'm happy Slick said something, because I'm going to play a clip of Slick as well. That there's a broadcast tower of Studio 54, like the disco studio, that is controlling everybody through this pulse where it says sleep, 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 with this sound, with this frequency. And this is very similar to the cell phone frequencies and the wavelengths and the studies of metaprogramming, which goes back to studying lights. And this is the new Aleister Crowley, according to Timothy Leary. All these guys are straight, all connected. The alien agenda, the wildlife saving nature agenda is all connected to mind control. It's pretty nuts. But let's go to this clip of Slick, because I find it very important with the broadcasting towers.
Throughout mythology, many writers have said that it's the location of the meeting of the witches. It's where the witches would go and have a covenant, a meeting place. And at the top of Mount Brocken there's all this mythology kind of baked into that location. And it turns out on the top of Mount Brocken was the first broadcasting tower, broadcast the World Olympics for the first time back in the 30s. It's really fascinating to me because in magic, firsts are very important. Everything that is a first is sacred in its own right. It's like an offering. It's a sacred offering. And, you know, the first step in any direction is plotting your course. On the top of Mount Brocken, there's this phenomenon called the Brocken Specter, where if you stand up there at a certain time of day with the sun at your back, your shadow broadcasts, it casts a broad shadow down onto the world below, onto the fog or the clouds below you. And so the little people in the villages, it appears to them as though there's this giant monster in the sky. So that illusion is very famous and well known. And I just find it really fascinating that we put the first broadcast of all global TV, television, was in the same location where the Brocken Specter is casting broad shadows on the plebes below.
Wow. And this is a topic really not to dive too deep into, because the Electromagnetic Task Force reports that I've read a few times and made a bunch of videos on it goes into the rollout of the electromagnetic wireless communication systems as a very necessary tool for America and her allies. It is the new space race and the new Sputnik moment. Certain words not allowed to say. It's crazy the censorship that I can't even really say that word either. But that video was sick. You could go watch it on the YouTube, but you can watch the full 2-hour presentation over on the Patreon, and it's the best way to support us. And it is the beginning of the month, the first of the month. It's better than Netflix and it's cheaper than a bag of Skittles. I want to play this real quick because in the news at Oxford, there was a lightning explosion. The lightning struck some gas tank and made this explosion happen at Oxford. This just happened a little bit ago, most recently. Now, the lightning struck it. There's articles. I'm going to show you how they can control lightning from the top of these towers. The World Economic Forum released an article about it, controlling lightning with lasers, straight up. And they do it on the top of the Davos Mountain, on the top of the tower as well. So there's something up with the tower. Whoopsie. Something up with the tower broadcasting. Very interesting. And right here, this is John C. Lilly, the new Aleister Crowley, and whatnot. Robot programming. Let me play a clip of robot programming, maybe. Yeah, so robot programming. Which clip is that? I think it's this one. No, that's the UNESCO one. That's the... Let me see, where's the robot one? Oh, here's the robot programming. Robot programming. NPCs, zombies, and sheep. What is robot programming? Are we all just robots through our nervous system? Fight and flight? Are we being conditioned and mind controlled through symbols? Who rules our symbols? Rules us. And this goes into the third layer of robot programming, which is conditioning, brainwashing. And that's what marketing and advertising is. It's the science of conditioning or brainwashing. The third layer of robot programming is conditioning. It's mind control. You can see the advertisers do it with the water splashing. Puts you back onto the layer one level of the robot programming of fight, flight, reproduce, and eat. In the political atmosphere with the news, they put you on this level too for political agendas. The third layer of robot programming is conditioning. which the entire school system is based off of, Pavlov dog behaviorism, connection at Leipzig University. This goes into fifth generation warfare of social engineering systems through the concerts that we go to or the fashion industry. The fashion industry. It's part of robot programming. As I'm studying this book, Programming and Metaprogramming in the Human Biocomputer, that Timothy Leary said it was the most important book by the Illuminati dolphin researcher, John Lilly. And it's quite boring in computer terms. And this robot programming thing kind of simplifies it, but I'm reading this book. It just the way that they're controlling us. In this movie, They Live, they really showcase how it works. And here are some of the signs in the movie They Live that have the brainwashing underneath it. And this one says, it looks like Armistice, men's apparel. I don't think this is a real place. I've been Googling it. Maybe trying to be like Armani, but it sounds like Armistice. Or it looks like that, Armistice, which is a formal agreement of parties to stop fighting. It is not the end of the war, but it's just an agreement to stop fighting, the armistice. And that's exactly what They Live is all about, is that they made a peace plan with the humans and to control the humans. So the war was still going on, but it was like an armistice signed. And this does get into politics because the movie is about Obey. That's the famous Obey. And the guy who made Obey clothing made the Obama Hope poster, which is the exact same thing as Obey. And it's even the same color coding as the dang aliens. And then you even got the idea of a fifth column, right? A group of people who undermine a larger group or nation from within, usually in the favor of an enemy group or another nation. It's called a fifth column. And that's what happened at the Georgia Guidestones, is that the fifth column collapsed. Now, I believe there's something up with this symbolism. This is symbolism in people speaking through code in dates, as this collapsed on George Bush's birthday of Skull and Bones. And that's what we're looking into here. If you're new to this channel, we are decoding the symbols that the elite are communicating, because they're always communicating through these symbols and turning everybody into sleeping robots through the cymatics. The cymatics on a scientific dictatorship, they understand how certain frequencies, like cell phone frequencies or light frequencies or sound frequencies, this is fifth generational warfare of cymatics changing your body. The atoms in your physical body change through certain vibrations and sounds and frequencies. Even certain tones can bring you to climax or break a glass. You see the opera singer singing and it breaks the glass. That's a perfect example of how vibration changes the structure of the atoms. And I ain't no scientist. Magnets, how do they work? But what's happening is you get put into a container, and the container has certain sigils and symbols in the music playing. They play certain music at a casino, which is built magnificently with all these symbols and patterns on the ground, because the music playing with these symbols changes your body and also your spiritual fit, like mental plane that we're on, the plane that we can't see, like the ultraviolet lights. And what's up with the ultraviolet lights? You know, the purple lights everywhere. That's like the same frequencies and wavelengths as the internet and cell phones. Like, we don't see that stuff, but it's there. And here's the Sphere in Las Vegas that costs $2.3 billion, the 23 that you'll see everywhere. Here's the fashion show showcasing the new technologies of the metaverse everyone's going into. There's just so much going on. And they wear these glasses, right? The Hoffman glasses. And that's what the metaverse is going to be. Like, they want you to get rid of your cell phones, but you're not going to need your cell phone because you're going to be the cell phone. Because you're going to have these glasses on that aren't going to look like this. They're going to look like the Hoffman lenses right here. Hoffman lenses created by the guy who created LSD, Albert Hoffman. And you can see they dedicated a day to him, Bicycle Day, with the Illuminati pyramid on there. And UNESCO wanting to ban the books, not ban the books, ban the phones. They already know what's coming. Everybody's gonna be a phone. Probably. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? I'm gonna play a clip real quick of explaining this connection of Aldous Huxley, Julian Huxley, UNESCO connection with the aliens and all that. I mean, now this picture right here, this is an alien under oath. I mean, straight out of UNESCO, connected to Julian Huxley, which is straight connected to eugenics. Aldous Huxley, the new babies being born in the embryo. This has been a long planned out thing with this thought process of the guardians, the elites, going back to Plato's Republic, happening now. It's all connected to population management as we're about to get this text message all over America, nationwide text message on 10-4. That is the count each one of you. Count how many people are on the planet that are sort of connected to transhumanism, because having a cell phone everywhere you go is like you are pretty much already chipped. And this name transhumanism was coined by Julian Huxley, the first president of UNESCO. And he was also part of eugenics. This whole agenda is all connected, going into the environmentalist and the ufologist. It's gonna get wild. This video about to get wild. Alien, a real alien, they're saying. I'm going to show you how it's all connected to the depopulation agenda. It's going to be insane. It's going to blow your mind. So this alien coming out of Peru, I mean, just a few months ago, we had a Peruvian village attacked by aliens. Here in Peru, you got the Nazca lines, which is where the UNESCO United Nations World Heritage Site is based out of. And in Peru, there is some strange stuff happening over there. I mean, they got the Nazca lines where they drew these aliens, these ancient aliens that look very similar to this fake image, and other creatures. Here's a monkey. They even have portals, interdimensional portals, Aramu Maru Gate in Lake Titicaca, where there's a ton of phenomenons that happen there with UFOs. Even the great Cornholio knows about it, who lives at address 322. So this Peru alien stuff is coming out in the mainstream. And just a couple months ago, a Peruvian village horrified by the attacks of giant yellow-eyed aliens. Ancient non-human alien bodies found in mines, UFO expert says, which is straight connected to the United Nations, these mines in UNESCO, at the UNESCO World Heritage Site. So there is actually stuff going on here, but you can't believe what the United Nations is telling you, because they're going to use this alien agenda for Agenda 2030, which goes into taking care of the nature and perpetual balance with humanity. And UNESCO was created by Julian Huxley. He was the first director of UNESCO. Julian Huxley is who coined the word transhumanism. This is why we're seeing a lot of this transhuman AI stuff happening, because it's priming you, just like the zombies primed the lockdowns and Mountain Dew primed Code Red and certain events, the predictive programming. Julian Huxley was also the founding member of the World Wildlife Fund. You probably donate to this. You probably see it all over the place. And the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the initiative to set up the new organization came from UNESCO, and especially from its first general, Julian Huxley. Julian Huxley was also a prominent member of the British Eugenics Society. Eugenics got a bad rap after World War II and the Third Reich gave it a bad name. So they had to change their philosophy through their PR propaganda from eugenics to environmentalist, which goes in line with the Malthusian cult of the Georgia Guidestones to maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. So this eugenics has turned into, oh no, we're just the wildlife trying to save nature. That's what we care about. That is the new PR propaganda for the 2030 agenda to manage the population, which goes back to that emergency text to count the population. It's all about management. And Julian Huxley's brother was Aldous Huxley. Aldous Huxley wrote The Doors of Perception. This is where the Doors got their name, to push LSD and psychological drugs, psychedelic experiences using these drugs. This is all coming from Aldous Huxley, his brother, who has the one Illuminati eye. He has the one Illuminati eye because if you look at a picture of Aldous Huxley, he has one eyeball, sort of like that one rapper as well. Now, there's a movie, Cell. This movie, highly recommended if you want to be freaked out about cell phones, which is based off of a Stephen King novel. Cell even had Lloyd Kaufman in it, who is my favorite director as a kid. I don't think I would be making videos if it wasn't for Toxic Avenger, Toxie, because when I was a kid, I loved the Toxic Crusaders, the cartoon, and I had the toys that I got at McFrugal's. That was the dollar store in Vegas, and I got the Toxie toy. And then when I was like 10, I realized that the dude had an independent film studio and made a movie. I watched the movie. It was terrible, but it was like terribly good in a way where I was like, wow, I can do this. I can make a movie like this and get it in Blockbuster Video. Then, you know, time went on and you got to get into Blockbuster Video. I don't know. I wasn't around to do that, but it's definitely hard to break into industries and make films. And it takes so much power to make a film as well, with editing, script writing, all that stuff. So social media really changed the game, where we can all just create whatever and put it up there, but it's also becoming difficult now. Ugh. But this film right here, Lloyd Kaufman is in it, and so maybe even like more excited. But what happens in this is that everyone gets a cell phone ping, and whoever gets the cell phone ping turns into a zombie, and then it's a zombie movie. And it's based off of a book, and at the very, very end, spoiler alert, I mean, this movie's been out forever if you haven't seen it. I won't say the end, I guess. So if you're going to watch it, I'm just going to show you some images of what the ending is sort of like. It's sort of like this, where these humans are circling. Look at that. That's me. That's Snoop Dogg. These humans are circling around like these animals, and animals do this when they're being attacked. They start circling around. Fish do it as well. Ducks, right here, there's the fish doing it. Here's deer doing it. And this is what happens at the end of the film. Whoever became a zombie, they start doing this. It's the hive collective mind. And this is an interesting video. I don't know if this is real or not. I mean, it looks real, but they put a cell phone here and then the ants started doing it. Very spooky stuff. So that's what this film is about. Highly recommend go check it out. But it's based off of this book by Stephen King. Stephen King, Cell. A lot of sci-fi books end up being real, just like Star Trek predicting the cell phone in its cell. I mean, Cell, look at how scary that looks. The zombies, because everyone gets this cell phone ping and then they turn into zombies, and we're all about to get a cell phone ping, and they call it the pulse. And we're talking about the pulse, right? the pulse of time, how there's this pulse of sleep, sleep, sleep in the movie They Live, which is a documentary. And in the book, this happens in the northeast part of America, which is interesting because the northeast is what all the ancient buildings are dedicated to when they lay the cornerstone facing the northeast. And I'm always looking out for the northeast for some sort of ritual. Now, that's why it's got me looking at Newfoundland, because this is America, but North America, it's not the most northeast of North America. Newfoundland would be, which matches a Mountain Dew color coding of Major Melon, and the element cesium, which is highly combustible, making pink flames. And we just saw the lightning right here. Wait till I get into that article. That article is crazy. So here's the metaprogramming thumbnail I made. I just thought it was cool. Look at that guy flying in the air with the helicopter hat. That helicopter hat, you probably remember, was created by the guy who created They Live, the original story of They Live. The guy who created the original story of They Live created the helicopter hat that you see right here. Here's the tower, the cell tower, and tower cable 54. They had to wipe out this tower so you can see the aliens. And in the beginning of the movie, they show the four corner symbolism, as there's going to be an eclipse over the four corners, which I've been looking out for over a year now because of all the predictive programming. And I'm seeing some people be like, oh, nothing happened on September 23rd. False, 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 and whatnot. All the movies show that September 23rd, something gonna happen. It's called priming. Just like the two towers, the two pillars collapsing was primed. So just because it doesn't happen this fall doesn't mean that on some certain fall won't happen. Because we can see that the priming is real. It's part of psychology and marketing to get the collective conscience to accept the outcome of whatever happens. In the tic-tac-toe cipher right here, you got the X right there, which makes the hashtag symbol, the pound, which is on your phone. The pound symbol is connected to the entire phone. And in this movie, they show 93C. 93C, when they're entering the secret meeting, well, 93 is part of Thelema, Aleister Crowley, in occult societies. This is how they say aloha. I learned that last night from Paranoid American. That's how they say aloha, 93. And you got the 93 here. Well, also the pound sign or the tic-tac-toe is the nine squares by the three, the 93 as well. So there's a lot of stuff that could be meaning. But as New York City is sinking, according to NASA, and the study came out of Parsons Jet Propulsion Laboratory, where they were doing the Babylon workings of Aleister Crowley using sex magic to summon the Scarlet Woman. Yeah, that's like, it's all there, the rituals and workings with the guy who created Scientology, Hubbard, and the jet JPL, which is telling us that New York is sinking, doing sex magic from Aleister Crowley, which goes into that 93 right here. So it's all scientifically, all the data shows that there's an occult society that is doing some weird stuff. And are you taught any of this in school? Because I was not. I wasn't taught any of this in school. And this is like what's really happening. This is what really happening. I want to give a shout out to the chat. What is up, everybody? Please, if you know what to do with the cell phones on 10-4, put your comments down below, especially after this video. Smash the like button as well and share it out, because we are heavily shadow banned and also demonetized. And the best way to support us, someone asked about the super chat. The best way to support us is the Patreon, which all those clips I've been playing, they're full length videos over on the Patreon. So you get, it's not just a donation. You're going to get a bunch of cool content too and get wicked smart. So let's see what the comments say. Happy birthday. Whose birthday is it? It's somebody's birthday. Salute. Mountain Dew. Happy birthday. Whose birthday is it? Happy birthday. It's not my birthday. But the most important day for the Satanist is their birthday. It's your birthday. It's not my birthday. Turn off your phone, computer, TV, radio on Wednesday. So funny. Everyone's saying happy birthday to me. And it ain't my birthday. People are putting their cell phones in microwaves. I don't know what that would do. So please put your comments on why that would be helpful, because I don't have a microwave. I haven't had a microwave in like over 10 years. That was a funny troll. I'm a Pisces, not a Libra. But let's get into the Libra thing, actually, because that is sort of important. Let me skip some of this stuff because I'm showing Studio 5454, the hat created by the guy They Live. Where is this Libra stuff I got going? Not liberal, not Libra. Oh, right here. Here we go. Libra. We're in Libra. So September 23rd is when we entered Libra, entered fall. And Libra is an air sign. On the Patreon, we've been covering Airbnb in the air sign and how there can be a collapse of certain markets according to the astrology, and like, who knows which market's going to be. You know, there's so many different markets out there. But air is Libra. So I'm looking out for Airbnb. And today, Airbnb is fundamentally broken, its CEO says, and plans to fix it. And the words he used are very occult and esoteric. It had four pillars when we needed 10 pillars. Like, what are you talking about? Four pillars, 10 pillars? Well, here's the 11th pillar. And this is just that priming, like the September 23rd priming in movies, of the two towers collapsing. The 11th pillar right here. So there's definitely some sort of communication going on. Occult, esoteric stuff. And let's not forget the Hawaii missile alert happened. This is just crazy. It happened at 8:08. In the 808 area code. And on 808, the helical rising, Hawaii went up into flames. And they did this false alarm. So there's something going on. And here's John McGaffey saying that these presidential alerts, the last one that took place was on the helical rising. And the day centering upon it would be the Lionsgate portal when Lahaina went up into flames. And John McGaffey said that the presidential E911 chips on your phone gives them full access to your camera, your phone, your microphone, location, and all this. That's pretty nuts as well. So October is going to be a crazy month. And October, here's the octothorpe, the pound sign on the phone. And Symbolic Studies just put out a great video that he's talking about this as well. Which is pretty cool because you got the pound, right? The pound sign and how it changed to this sign. But you got the pound on the phone and and whatnot. And also the phone, I believe they made it after the 12 tribes of Israel as well. And I'll show you that symbolism here in a minute. That, I don't know, it's all symbolism. It's all crazy. I know I've showed this stuff a lot. Here's Phoenicia, right? Phone, E-T, phone, home. Phony. Cell phone. There's going to be a full moon on the 28th on Bill Gates' birthday. It's a Hunter moon. And then you got Hunter Biden. Got to look into him a little bit. Oh, there's just all this stuff going on with the cell phones. Trying to decode it, trying to figure out what's going on. What is going on? The sharp music, sharp computer coding uses the pound and the sharp as well. The hashtag. It's crazy. So I'm going to play a clip of the cell phones, not only. Is there some strange stuff going on? But through all the programming in Hollywood films, that there's some sort of teleportation device with phones. As you can see right here, they'd be time traveling. Bill and Ted as well, time travel through the phone. Here's ET phone home, speak spells. They're speaking spells. I mean, we got to break this down. It's like a recorder for music. I don't know. It's wild. But the electromagnetic waves from the phone are bad on male rats. Whatever happens to rats and mice happens to us as well. And it goes into this electromagnetic spectrum, X-rays, gamma rays, ultraviolet, the purple lights with these cell phones, electromagnetic waves from cell phones. There's the electromagnetic spectrum. And this is all John C. Lilly Illuminati Dolphin research comes from the guy who was studying this. And that's what I've been reading about. And even Superman as well. And the phantom phone vibrations that we all get as well, where our cell phone is ringing in our pocket. So I'm gonna play a little clip real quick. Occultists have been using photography to capture ghosts since 1800s, like William H. Mumler. Ghost box scanning through FM and AM frequencies to pick up voices of the spirits in the white noise. Electronic voice phenomena, EVP, are sounds found on electronic recordings that are interpreted as spirit voices. These spirits can travel via the static and the white noise. This is why in the movie The Ring, the ghost comes out of the TV white noise static via the VHS tape. Even Thomas Edison believed that you could contact the dead through these recording devices. Frederick Jurgensen, cassette recorder in the 1900s, had radio contact with the dead. Is the payphone and other wireless communications a tool for the spirit realm? Yeah, is it? I think there's something up with it. Some crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. I'm going to keep everybody updated with what's going on. It's Donut. If you like those clips that I played, go subscribe to the Patreon. Get Wicked Smart this month. We got the bunch of stuff, early access to Wicked Smart stuff. Appreciate everybody. But the best thing you can do is smash that like button, please and thank you. And we'll keep y'all posted. Put the comments down below what to do with the cell phone and explain a little bit, because my mom wants to know, and I got to tell her what to do, because I was like, just turn off your phone. Anyway, it's Donut. Much love, and God bless you.